There are these gatekeepers that sift out alternative thinking about what future should exist in the world. And I do find it curious that even though you will hear discussions of socialism, we don't hear discussions of ending wage work or a movement to end wage work. We don't hear discussions of how we could quite easily, globally, say we're going to set aside a day for withholding our hands, that is to say, our human energy, and beginning to talk with each other about how could we redesign a world without being forced, because none of us need to be forced. We've never even had a discussion of that over the airwaves. Why are we being forced? All of us have had some experience in our lives where we've either ourselves or witnessed people contributing because we are living things and we want to further each other's lives and further that abundance which we feel in our bodies. And as a person very blessed to have a small child to hang out with occasionally and to see how unprompted by anyone, he wants to further the lives of others to the point of trying to put food in people's mouths. I learned in reading Mutual Aid, A Factor of Evolution by Peter Kropotkin, that there are species who, for those who are ill or older, they are fed by others, and that that is an advantage, a survival advantage that they have over those that don't have that ability or skill. So it sounds more difficult, that is to say, getting these conversations started, than it is in fact, I believe. I think that once enough people say, I want to discuss this over the airwaves, over some outlet that has a wide enough airing, that enough people hear it. I mean, we mentioned this last week, D-Way. Small numbers matter. And so I'm not naive enough to think that even if enough people start calling their local public radio station and saying, why aren't we talking about a society based on us not being forced to contribute our human gifts? I know in my body I would contribute my human gifts. I would prefer to not be forced. So why are we not talking about coercion and force in our daily lives and the reality that it has led to a gross imbalance with the earth because it has led to some folks taking advantage of some tiny few trying to dominate the vast majority because we have a system based on winning instead of helping each other, and that it's time to redesign society, that we have in fact a closed loop called not enough, hierarchy, run, 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 just to stay in place. It's not going to change unless we start saying we don't have to be forced. Our nature is, in fact, because the earth is abundant, our nature reflects that. We want to help each other.
Well, I definitely am vibing with what you're saying. Part of our human power is to be able to envision what we want and then make it happen. I mean, I don't know if going through, you know, the public airways, because we don't have access to the airways, if making that, how do we make that pressure, put that pressure out there so we can actually start to discuss and actually see that discussion happen? And I think there's many ways to really put pressure out there, and it's really about people tapping into their creative juices. And I think, because there are, in my mind, yes, there is only one solution, but I think there's infinite ways of expressing, or of that there isn't just one way of expressing that solution.
But I do think that a system based on supremacy, hierarchy, making use of, we can't move beyond that system unless we embrace the opposite operating premises. That's what the Mr. Smith virus means. All roads will get rediverted back unless we challenge the fundamental premises of it, that we are not going to undermine this system of class by embracing it.
I feel what you're saying, and I think that we can't really start to see what this growth, the effects of us coming together and dialoguing and discussing what that's going to look like. And I think that neither you or I can really predict what will come about when we start to see this thing flourish and take hold in our lives. And I'm really excited for that, to see what we come up with as a people.